Luke 17, verses 11 through 19. On the way to Jerusalem, he, Jesus, was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourself to the priests." And as they went, and one of them, turned back, praising God in a loud voice, and fell on his face. Now he was a Samaritan. Jesus answered, "Do not ten lepers? And what does this tell us? It tells us that the word of Jesus had spread. Did we need to know that? Well, sometimes we think of our Lord being alone, and we think, where is everyone? But as we read the story that Luke, the account that Luke is giving us, we see that, of course, in many cases, there were vast crowds around them, not only in the preceding chapters of this trip to Jerusalem, but also during this trip, there were at times great crowds around. There was great excitement. There was knowledge of who this was. This was a man who was a great prophet. He says he is the Son of God. He says that he is going to bring the kingdom of God. Who is this? Who is this great man? The one promised of old. They might even know that before they set out on the road to Jerusalem, that Jesus had asked the disciples, who do people say I am? And they said that people know who you are. You are a great prophet. Jesus said, who do you say I am? And what did Peter say? You are the Messiah. You are the Christ of God. They might even have heard that. That might have been that excited. Could this possibly be the case? But we're not at the village yet. And in fact, we never hear about Jesus being in the village, but we're outside the village. They lifted up their voice at a distance saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said to them, so we don't have an episode here where there's any, as we find elsewhere, where Jesus touched a leper and he was well. Remember that account? But it was simply, he simply spoke. And what did he say? He said, go and show yourselves to the priests, which is what you would say to someone who thought leprosy might have left them, to say, go and show yourself to the priest so that you could be welcomed back into society. And that's what our Lord says here. He says simply, go and show yourselves to the priests. So, adhering to the law, the Jewish law, this is what you do. If you are cleansed, you would go and show yourself to the priest. He simply says that. He doesn't say anything else but that. Go and show yourselves to the priests. And they went, it says, and they were cleansed. So the implication, they went in faith. They heard and they heeded, and they did that which was lawful. And as they went, they were cleansed. And you see that it's very specific, not before they went. As they went, they were cleansed. So that's the picture that we have of the 10 lepers, of our Lord at a distance, and at a distance hearing, seeing, commanding, and the lepers hearing, obeying, and being cleansed. And that is as much as we hear about the lepers, until we hear about one of them. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now, what do we see there? Hallelujah, yes! Isn't this precisely what should happen? Look what this Lord has done. He's performed a miracle. He's done that which only God can do. And this leper, former leper, comes back to give praise to the one who healed him, because he could only be healed by the miraculous power of God. And it doesn't take too much to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Therefore, if this is a miracle of God, who is this Jesus of Nazareth? But who he says he is, the Son of God. And the wonderful picture that we have of this man throwing himself at the feet of Jesus, which is, of course, to say what? To acknowledge who he is, and that he has given up his life to the the Lord to Jesus. This is the clear picture that this is given to us here. But then we hear, well, this man was a Samaritan. We didn't know that before. We didn't know. All we knew was that Jesus was going to a place where there might have been Jews, or it might have been Samaritans, might have been some of the issue. We don't know even at the end whether there was just one Samaritan or whether there were nine or Jews. We don't know, but we know that certainly this man, there were others there who were Jews. This man was not. He was a Samaritan. He was a foreigner, and yet he was the one that came back and threw himself at the feet of Jesus. So the question that rises in the mind of Jesus is, were not 10 cleansed? But you see, we're not left in any doubt whatsoever that only some of those 10 were cleansed or whatever. It's not about that. Were not 10 cleansed? Yes, 10 were cleansed. Where are the 9? Well, we know where the 10th one was. He's at Jesus' feet. So the question is, where are the 9? Now, that's a question that's left unanswered here in the account, but it's obviously posed to us, for us to say, well, where are these other 9? Last time we heard about these 9, they had set their face to the priest to go and show that they were cleansed, and they were cleansed. So where did they go? Well, they went to the priest to show they were cleansed. Well, hold on a minute. What if there were some Samaritans and there were some Jews? Which priest would they go to? Would the Jewish priests go in one direction and the Samaritan, would the Jewish lepers go to one priest, and would the Samaritan leper or lepers go to another priest? How would it be? We're not turning our back. Our Lord is not turning his back on the Old Testament as such. He's applying the Old Testament to say, what is actually happening here? What actually happened with these who went to show themselves to the priests? Well, before there had been unity amongst the lepers. There were just 10 of them. They were all the same. They were indistinguishable, I'm sure. But here we have a division. The division, and well, which way did they go, and what happened? We don't know. We don't know the details of that, of course. But we can imagine, and I think with some justification, that they went to the priest. The priest pronounced them clean, and they were cleansed. We know that. And therefore, they went their way. Which way did they go? We know which direction the one went. He came back to Jesus, and Jesus said to him, rise and go your way. Presumably the priest similarly would have said, rise and go your way. You are cleansed. But where are they? And I think the answer that we're to draw from the information before us is they were where everybody else is in the village, or in the village that they were in before, or the village that they are going to. They're going about their everyday business, unchanged, but mightily changed. Mightily changed by the mercy of God, but unchanged in their lives and in the way that they are living their lives. Well, do we have any justification for that? Well, I think we do, in that if we read a bit further in chapter 17 of Luke, what do we read? We read about what was it like in the time of Noah? What was it like in the time of Lot? People were eating and drinking, buying, selling, planting, building, eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day of judgment came. They had returned to a life they could not have imagined before, but a life of what? Of thankfulness, a life changed by the power of God, a skin changed by the power of God, but what about the inside? What about the soul? And they are not not a life changed. Where are the nine? Where are the nine? We can come in here and say, where are the others? We can go through so much of the history. Where are the others? What is happening here? Why are there so few? And I think all we can answer is this is according to God's plan. We don't know what God's providence might have in store. God knows what he has in store in God's providence. In God's providence, he banished 10 lepers from a village. In God's providence, he brought Jesus close to them. In God's providence, they called out. In God's providence, they were healed. And one was healed and savingly healed. The others went on their way, eating and drinking, buying and selling, marrying and giving in marriage. To what end? And there's the warning, they also in chapter 17 here, just after this incident, the kingdom of God, because he was being asked, when will the kingdom of God come, the Pharisees asked. And what